And good morning, everyone. It's another fabulous Tom and Shane video. And today, Shane, boy, we have breaking news today, Shane. Breaking news, Tom and Shane, breaking news this morning. And we're going to be talking about the teachers' unions because, they are unions, they won't let me teach. They don't want anybody going back to school. They don't want anybody doing anything, remote learning, the whole nine yards. And it's just.
Well, they're all confused. Half of them think CTR is critical race theory. And the other half of them think that it's actually can't really teach. So, it's a quandary. If you can't really teach, and they're telling you to teach something you don't understand because it's a theory. It's not a science. It's just a theory. Yeah. I would be stymied to go back into the classroom. On the other hand, I get paid anyway, and it's only 9 months of the year. And then I just got off a 2-week holiday. I might as well stay home. What the heck?
Yeah, because I got an Easter break coming up in April. So
that's right. This isn't complicated. Yeah. No.
Well, I think we've kind of run the gamut here of where fear is overtaking logic a little bit, where the fear of this thing. And when you look at the recovery rate of COVID from all sides, and the more cases there are and the more people recover, the more immunity they have. So, it's like, my mother wanted me to go over and sleep with my cousin because she had the mumps. So I'd be sure and get the mumps because it wouldn't hit me later in life. So
that's right. And you had a reasonable excuse to go around and tell everyone you want to take them out on a date, but you can't because you have the mumps. So this was a safe cover. Okay.
Yeah. You can't
ask her out and have her say no. You just say, I'd really like to ask you out, but I can't. I've got,
got the mumps, and then you can test it and see if she says, I would never go out with you, mumps or not.
Or she goes, oh, you poor baby, ask me when you're better. Great. Yeah,
there you are.
I'm telling you. Okay, so the American Federation of Teachers, a union across the United States, founded April 15th, 1916. So it was one of the first unions in the United States, as far as labor goes, 1.7 million members. But it's not the numbers, really. It's the money, it's the money train. And that's the local election funding that they get and the money that they give up. And, there's been so much legislation argument within the states about having to pay union dues, if knowing it goes to politics you don't like. And I don't want to pay union dues if I don't have to. So they've sort of got... in the last 10 years, they've sort of got, sort of whacked. But here's the amazing statistic. In 2000, there were just over 750,000 teachers. So it's increased by 1 million teachers in 22 years. Mm-hmm. So that gives you an idea of how, it's a sweet spot. It's a sweet spot in anything you do. It's definitely an important job. What was it designated? Whatever. Because you get paid, so you could get paid.
Yeah.
And, so they've had it good all the way. They got their school rooms all redone, all their ventilation redone. I mean, they should have ventilation like in airplanes right now. You look at these numbers in the last 2 years of what they steamrolled the American public for in the U.S. government, and where are we at? Nothing. Yeah. They don't want to do their job. They're a bunch of insurrectionists, anarchists.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we need to talk about private unions versus public unions, and I don't see a whole lot of company striking, Shane, because of COVID. I don't see them walking out and forming picket lines at General Motors or Procter & Gamble or Microsoft or Google or any of these other places that, where they're unionized. But yet public unions, which, by the way, are a union designed to protect people from us, Shane, from you and I. we're the bad guys.
This is all bullshit, all right? Okay, so here's the bullshit. They had this vote two nights ago, first of all, in at night. So nobody knows until like midnight, parents especially. Mm-hmm. And you hear from the news anywhere, well, it's going to be like 77% in favor of not teaching and then having in-person learning. Well, that's a strike vote. Call it what it is. It's a strike vote. They voted to strike. Yep. This was not about COVID, all right? They voted to strike, fire their asses. They got 24-hour notice. They go back to work or they get fired. Period. Yeah. Done with. Gone. Sorry. Well, that's it. You're finished. If the kids have to go home and do in-person learning because you're fired, then that's great. And we'll get them back in the classroom when we replaced your ass, because that's what you're going. I'm so angry at these teachers and what they're doing to these children. This will affect them now going into the third year of their lives. This is like... Mm-hmm. This is a life-changing event of not going to school for 3 years. Over the weekend, met a great family at my daughter's home. You know, their age, they're in their 30s, millennials. Their son is 15, plays basketball, great kid, 15 years old, 6'3", you know, prime of his life. And he's just playing other schools. They can't have, are you ready? Can't have tournaments. They can't have,
No,
this is like this guy, you know, he's 2 years away from prom. I mean, he doesn't want to just do well in basketball. He wants to be prom king. What are you doing to these people?
Yeah, there you are. I don't know, man. It's a sad situation. But well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What do these teachers want anyway?
They want to go home and sit on the couch, Tom. That's what they want.
Well, I think they do. I think they do. You know, as I say, we've got an awful lot of fear going here that's unjustified with the, first of all, the kids, if they get it, recover quickly. If the teachers are in decent health, they're going to recover and be immune or have natural immunity.
If I could, I'd go sit in my granddaughter's first grade school or first grade class. Because next to an airplane, it's the safest place to be, okay? It is. Yeah. It just is, all right? So we know the science. We know the lies about, you know, this demolition party in your country. My God, you know, we're going to go on lies. Yeah, it's like your attorney general's speech yesterday about insurrection day today. You know, like, yeah. I know I segued, but, you know, that sickened me what that man had to say. This is the most expensive investigation in the history of your country, involving tens of thousands of hours of FBI agents and the attorney general's office and attorney generals, federal attorney generals around this, you know, country. And for what? Not one person has been charged with insurrection. Not one person has been charged with a firearm. You know, like, it's sick. It's all sick. There's a serious sickness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, we got to talk about how the students are affected by these strikes, as you rightly call them. This is a strike. You can't call it anything else.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got kids that are socially diminished, their social interaction with each other that needs to be done so they grow properly and learn to assimilate with others. Mm-hmm. And also, you got them wearing masks all day long, and that can't be healthy, you know. So,
well, look, you got a first lady, the B, I can't say it, but the B won't say anything. This is a woman who's got a doctorate degree in education. Mm-hmm. She's the first lady of your country and doesn't come out on either side of it. In other words, says nothing. I mean, if she came out and was in favor of it, that'd be great. At least, you know, she's you know, committed herself, but she won't. Yeah. So you know what that is? That's donkey ass play. All right. I'm sorry. She's a donkey, a true Democrat donkey.
Yeah.
And, you know, carrying her husband around on her back because he can't walk. He's so crooked toed. And, you know, you've got Obama and his wife and not a single Democrat, not one of them standing up for this generation. I'm telling you, you know, when the Republicans take back in this year, and probably that White House in 24, you know, you're 4 year, more years out for this generation to be voting, Thomas, in mm-hmm. 8 years. You think they're going to vote for a Democrat? Any one of them? Any of them? None of them will. The Democratic Party is finished over this. And boy, I mean, how this is like Russia, you know. COVID. It's a cold, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, I know. Well, obviously, the government is between a rock and a hard place. Let's shine the light on the roaches, Shane, if we can use that analogy. Yeah. They're going to scatter because, oh, my God, we can't go against a union. Democrats are union. Democrats vote. Union members always vote Democrat, no matter who they are, where they are, whatever. And I think that's crap. But that's what they feel. We've got to donate to the Democrat Party, and you know, all the dues go there, and we're gonna be told the government is behind us on this, and so that's all.
The great brand for the Demolition Party was Big Tent. We had this big tent, and we had big doors on all four sides of the tent, and we want to welcome every minority, because that's what's going to give us the majority. All these minorities are going to, we're going to bring in the African-American and Hispanic and brown people, and we're going to bring in liberal lefts, white people and educated people, academics, corporations, and you know, and oh, LGBT, because they've got expendable income, and we're just going to fill this tent. Well, now they've blown the doors, the sides, the walls off this tent, and everyone's going to leave them like roaches in a, you know, dumpster fire. Seriously. Yeah.
Well, you're seeing exodus, mass exodus out of blue states.
Oh, yeah.
Illinois, New York, California. People are just, well, Illinois lost a representative that Montana picked up, and Texas picked up a couple, I think.
And look at again yesterday, another Democrat, African-American woman who's been in for 36 years. 36 years. That's 13 elections that she's run. You know, like, or 18 elections she's been in. And so then you're at 29 Democrats now who are not going to run for the House mm-hmm. of Representatives. 29.
Yeah, they're going to retire or leave or whatever. So,
well, yeah,
they've got a tough road to hoe. There's no question about that coming up. So,
well, the problem that is made worse too is that all these people that are going to be walking out are going to be, they're going to be primaries, and you know who they're going to pick, you know, far left candidates for all these 39 seats. Mm-hmm. Right there is a blowout. I mean, you mothers are not going to vote for Democrats. You know, kids aren't. I mean, let's go, Brandon. I mean, that was college kids, okay? Yeah. College kids.
Oh, yeah.
In their 20s. They're not going to vote Democrat. I mean, this whole turn politically isn't got anything to do about Trump. They keep trying to make it about Trump, like this Insurrection Day thing today, right? This is what they're going to run their campaign on. This and Trump. Oh, my God. He's a wreck. Nobody cares. No one's talking about it.
Yeah. Well, since it is January 6th, as we're recording this, we should mention that it is Insurrection Day. And I guess my big question to you, Shane, is are we going to celebrate this every year? Is there going to be a demonstration at the Capitol every January 6th or whenever the votes are counted for, you know, the 22 election? People have to be sworn in at the Capitol.
Well, that's what I said to you before I came on the show today. You said, how are you doing? I said, oh, it's the new year. I'm excited. Today's the first holiday of the new year.
Right.
You said, what? I said, yeah, Insurrection Day. It reminds me of that guy, whatever, Pierre, whatever, in Britain, you know, with the mask. Blow up Parliament. No, they should have all had masks of some kind on, right? You know, like a Pelosi mask. A Pelosi mask would have been good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would have been good. Yeah. I'm just wondering if we're going to have January, if we're going to have a demonstration at the Capitol.
Why not
on the day? And well, I don't know. I mean, it's fine with me. I'm not going to be there. It's too far for me to travel.
Two things are really important. First of all, the people that were there had a permit. They actually went to the city of Washington, D.C., run by Democrats, office run by Democrats. They didn't put them off. They gave them a permit to gather. So they were legal. Second of all, they paraded there and they demonstrated peacefully, with the exception of breaking the windows to get in, which is questionable as to who did that. You know, others did follow. There was no burning. There was no destruction. I mean, they, you know, we talked about this a year ago, and, you know, they have an architect on full time to take care of all the grounds on the Capitol grounds, you know, separate from all the other monuments. And, like, he came up with some figure of, like, oh, there are $2 million worth of damage. Yeah, well, it was painting that's been needed for 20 years. Who knows? And now they're going to replace the windows with bulletproof glass after, what, 100 years? Like, you know, oh, we're finally going to put in some bulletproof windows. Yeah, like, I'm telling you, this is balls-to-the-wall stupidity on the part of Nancy Pelosi, who runs the Capitol, by the way.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Congress, look, folks, the U.S. Congress runs the Capitol. The District of Columbia is a city, it's a district, and it's run by the House of Representatives. That's who funds the city, and the city council gets their money from the United States House of Representatives. So, you know, this was Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C.'s responsibility. Not Trump and Pence. I mean, give me a break, would you? Yeah. Somebody wake up, okay?
I don't know if they will or not. So, well, all the news medias are going to be talking Insurrection Day all day today.
All day.
So it's going to be it's going to be quite a spectacle.
And for the next year. Sure. Yeah, no, this is going to be Russia all over again for the next year. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll see, cherry-picked videos of people crashing things or breaking things or trashing things or whatever, as opposed to people just walking around the Capitol with police escorts with them.
I agree with you. And the best thing the Biden administration today could do is Biden should climb stairs of the plane without falling down with his wife and Camilla, all three of them, fly to Chicago, get in a car, go downtown, sit with that merry, light-footed hairdo and stand there and say, go back to work or you're fired. Okay? Play a Reagan. All right? If you're not back in 24 hours, you're all fired. Right. And have his wife make a nice speech about education and how important it is for kids. Have Camilla say something about how, you know, minorities need to be fed and we're here to feed you and we want to take care of you. And then have Mary Lightfoot say, I agree with all three of them. That's what we're doing. That would be the best thing to happen today, but they won't. Yeah. They won't do it.
Well, I mean, they can say anything they want to do, but the unions have the freedom to do whatever they want to do. I mean, the White House can't force them to go back to work, I don't believe. I mean, we still have freedom in this country, as far as I know.
Well, the basic political story for the year is Insurrection Day, January 6th, right? Now they lose it. I mean, this is how stupid these people are, the Demolition Party. Now they lose it because now they mix it with shutting down schools across your country. I mean, people, so now they just canceled January 6th because people are going to remember January 6th is the day they shut the schools down for the third year in a row. That's what today will be remembered as. Yeah. How politically stupid can you be? Why not tomorrow? Or why not yesterday, you know, but today?
I don't know, but for some strange reason, Linda seems to agree with you, Shane, so.
Thank you, Linda, you're a sweetheart. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Linda's doing a good job for us. We appreciate her very much. So, yeah, we'll let me get that off there. So, all right. We've got a lot of news today. That's why I said we have breaking news because of the it's both Insurrection Day and Teachers Union Day. So, I hope the two are remembered together. I doubt they will be because the media is not going to tolerate that. Media is not going to tolerate a union being associated with something negative they can point to the Republicans for, or particularly the Trump people for. They're so fearful of Trump. My God, it's ridiculous how fearful they are.
Well, you know, all these bubbleheads talk about everyone sits around the dinner table, even your president. Everyone sits around the dinner table and talks about the economy. And so they will. balance their checkbooks. And then if the women are having coffee and cookies, which, you know, that was back in the 50s. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
But if they're sitting around feeding their newborn, or they're, you know, folding laundry, which is really what's going on, you know, and one says to the other, I'm really upset about this, you know, school closure thing. And the other one says, oh, no, it's Insurrection Day. The other one would look at her and go, really, Betty? We're here. I'm feeding my kid. You're doing the laundry, and you want to talk about Insurrection Day and not the education of our kids. Oh, you're right. You know, that's the conversation. Like, give me a break.
I hope that's true. I doubt if that's the conversation that's going to happen, but who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put the kids on the back burner for today, and we got to talk about the Insurrection Day.
So. Yeah, that's right. And you know, under the guidelines, you know, and the definition, it wasn't an insurrection. You know, this was a peaceful demonstration, and there was no burning behind the newscaster, right? Like, you could bet if they somehow decided to set the White House or the Capitol on fire, they would have CNN and CNBC and all those networks with their, you know, their guys out in front saying, they're burning the Capitol behind me. You know,
everyone would be there. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You couldn't get everybody would be on top of each other trying to take pictures of that. So.
Oh, but the teachers are going to strike next week. Okay. So, we got some breaking news already for you for next week.
Yeah. Yeah. They've already done it. Hey, if you're just joining us, why not subscribe and like us? You know, Facebook puts a lot of faith in likes. You know, if you like us and say so, they give that some weight. So I'll absolutely subscribe, of course. And if you'd like to do podcasts like this, we do them with StreamYard. There's a link in the description below as to how to get some discounts and free StreamYard for a time being. And also, if you want to support the show monetarily, you get my books. Shane and I will give you business advice and all that. So it's a great thing to have. So you should check it out. And the description to all this is in the below on YouTube. So get over to YouTube if you're not watching us on YouTube. Why not? You need to get over there. You need to get over there and get that done. So
now remember, folks, this is real important. The biggest thing that's happened in the last 75 years is administrative public teachers, the administrators of public teachers, the administrator of your school, of your, you know, that the your counselor,
superintendents, and
all of them. 1950 to today, 750% increase in salaries and income. That's 10% a year.
All right.
The people running your schools have gotten a 10% increase over the last 75 years. So, yeah. Your kids can't even read. Like, they can read a paycheck.
Yeah, that's all. Well, you know, the monstrous amount of money. I mean, not only do the cities of New York and Chicago and L.A. get billions. I mean, billions, not single-digit billions, multiple-digit billions.
Right.
And the state gets single-digit billions for education. And where's this money going? What's it being used for?
It's scary. A New York City budget for education, over $100 billion. Just New York City and the five boroughs. You know, so you go across every major, the 12 major cities in your country, anywhere from $70 to $100 billion in their budget for their school systems.
Education,
Wow, $16,500 a student there, buddy, you know.
Man, I've got to get, I'm going to have to go back to teaching, I guess.
Well, think about it. You know, if the parents got $16,500 a year, that'd be $160,000 towards college, and they can homeschool. If they got a check every year and homeschooled for $16,500, they'd have $160,000 to give their kids to go to college. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That would be it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, we appreciate you very much. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell so you'll always be advised as when we'll be on again. And like us, leave a comment. Let us know some of the things that you would like for us to cover in the weeks ahead in the new year. So we would appreciate that very much because we want to provide what you want to know. So that's where we are.
That's where we are every day, and we love our big show on Saturday. No commercials. Well, very little comparison. But yeah, the bottom line here is we're just trying to create a family like we did on Saturday mornings for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And we did a very good job of it, and we're proud of ourselves for that. So we're trying to create the same thing here on a global basis and, of course, you know, make some coin doing it. So if you can help out, you know, why not? Everyone's giving. It's the season of giving.
That's for sure. Yes, it is. And yeah. All right. Great show. Thanks from Linda. We appreciate it, Linda. Thanks so much. And we will get to everybody here coming up on Saturday. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Tom and Shane live on radio, on the crawl. On radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. All you got to do is click Listen Live at KMMSAM.com and click Listen Now, I should say. And there's no sign up, no credit card needed, no email needed. There's nothing you have to do except click Listen Now. That's it. That's all there is. So
sounds good to me.
All right, man.
All right, buddy.
We will talk to everybody on Saturday and video again next Tuesday. Bye for now.